case number 9550, Joseph and Dorothy Walters, northwest of Road 345, north of Calcutta Cove, being within West Beach, a variance from side yard setback requirement.
Dorothy Walters, 33457 Calcutta Cove, Dallasboro, Delaware.
Joe Walters, same address, but I have a question here.
Robert Lake, 33443 Calcutta Cove, Dallasboro.
You swear a testimony about to give, turn your professional knowledge.
Yes, sir.
Which question?
They have the wrong address here by one number.
Up there, you got 51. It's 57, sorry, I changed.
Okay.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
We first back in 1985 we had a variance to enlarge our lot, small lot, not on the sides, but on the one towards the water, and we accepted they approved that.
Mm-hmm.
And my family was a little smaller compared to my grandchildren at that time. I only had one. Now I have seven. So my sons asked me if I would agree to put an addition on, and I said, "Well, I can't go out or to the side. So the only way we could go was up."
Mm-hmm.
So we asked for that, and it was the they came out and inspected and said we were okay to do it. So we continued, and then we got a notice to, I don't know why, to come again up to visit up here. So that's why we're here.
Okay. So who came out?
This is my wife and the builder came out with me.
There's been several visits to the site. Initially, when the plans were submitted, because it's in a flood zone, they had
mm-hmm.
somebody to come down and inspect the property.
Sure.
And subsequently, a member of the assessment department came down. Then we had a member of the building code department came down who said that we were not in any violation. Then subsequently we got a letter from the zoning office saying apply for a variance to put the second floor on.
Okay. Can you share anything on that?
No, I can't.
Okay.
I wonder where they had anything for planning agenda.
Okay.
Usually I have a copy of it, but I didn't receive one.
Yeah, see, I wasn't none here in the pack. There wasn't none here in the pack on it. Okay.
You don't know who those individuals were, do you?
The assessment department, I think it was C.S. Harden.
Okay.
Is that correct? The building inspector, or building code, no, I don't remember the gentleman's name, but he inspected what we were doing. And because they had issued a stop work order based on CS being there. He came out, inspected, and said, no, what you're doing is perfectly fine. We don't have a problem with it.
As far as the actual structure.
Right. And then we got the third letter from zoning office saying that we're in violation of the setbacks by going vertically.
A fellow came out last night, I think it was last night, and Mr. Hudson, and he said everything looked pretty good, and he said he didn't have no desire to do anything further.
And who was this again?
Mr. Hudson.
I took a look at the place.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Are there any further questions then from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
No. Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Madam Secretary, do we have any letters in opposition?
You have one letter in opposition, one in favor, I'm sorry.
Okay, one in favor and one in opposition. You just want
to... The one in opposition to concern of housing congestion and concern about fire because of the setback encroachment.
Okay. All right. Hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 9950. It's another situation that is a 25-foot wide lot or somewhat close to 25 feet. There's not much you can do.
Right.
I don't think it will affect the character of the neighborhood. Man's got a place to live.
Can I have a second to that motion?
Second.
And a motion by Mr. McCabe with a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 9550. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Could we get our money back now?
Case number 95.